In verse 22, we might suggest that we have the persistence of faith, or the longevity of faith. It says that by faith, Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the departure of the children of Israel. If we look in Joseph's life, I could be corrected on this. Please do correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think it's emphasized in Joseph's life that the children of Israel were departing at some point from Egypt. It was, he said to the his father and his brothers and their families, he said, God sent me before you to preserve life. That's why he was there. He understood that. But it is emphasized to Abraham that they, the people, would be in Egypt and would become servants, become slaves in Egypt. And it would be 400 years. That number is given to Abraham. And so, unless someone can also point out that it might have been mentioned explicitly to Joseph in the passage about him, the chapters about him, what I'm suggesting is it seems that Abraham passed this promise on to his descendants before it even mattered. Isaac wasn't a slave in Egypt. Jacob wasn't a slave in Egypt. But now, even the generations after Joseph, it's after Joseph, and there's still many generations, several generations, four generations that are slaves, become slaves in Egypt. Not every generation, perhaps, but at some point, it becomes a very burdensome situation. And yet, there was this promise that was kept alive, evidently, from the time of Abraham, and it was passed on. And at first, maybe Isaac said, well, I don't know, my father Abraham, he told me this thing that God had said to him, that we were going to be slaves in a foreign land, a strange land, and we're going to serve them for 400 years, and then God is going to deliver us. That seems strange, we're not in that condition. But he passed it on. Suddenly, they're in that condition. Joseph wasn't yet in that condition, but the people were going to be in that condition. And that dependence for centuries. Think if we learned something from our families this year that the pilgrims talked about in 1620 on the Mayflower, and we were still holding on to that promise now. That's the persistence of faith. Faith trusts the God who said it, even when the circumstances about the promise don't seem to make sense because they don't exist. Then later, when the circumstances do exist and they're very long and very burdensome, we trust the God who said it. He made mention of the departure of the children of Israel. Go ahead.
Sorry about that. Genesis 50, 24. And Joseph said to his brethren, I die, and God will certainly visit you and bring you up out of this land. So far. Now,
I wondered in the matter of calling to mind, Steve, I didn't get the impression that it says that he uttered any instruction at all at that moment. It simply says, the scripture says, he called it to mind. He called to his remembrance the fact that they were going to be in bondage in Egypt for the 450 years. He calls that to mind as being acquainted with God as to the fact that this was going to be God's way of dealing with his people. Made mention. Hence, I think the emphasis more so for me is on the commandment that he issues. I think that's important. The reason why I think the commandment is important is you might ask the question, what's so important about a bunch of bones? Why? Why is that necessary? If they were dropped in Egypt, why not just leave them there and be done? Because when the day of resurrection occurs, they're going to come up even if they're in Egypt. But Joseph is very particular He says, take my bones out of Egypt, move them with you. And so throughout the wilderness, there is someone carrying this box of bones throughout the 40 years in the wilderness until he arrives at home in the land. I like to think of the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 4 talking about bearing about in my body, he says, the dying of Jesus. And I think that this is the significance that Joseph had. The dying of Christ is typified because Joseph, the generation of Jacob really begins with Joseph, a wonderful type of Christ. And here it is, Joseph's bones, a type of Christ in death, is being carried. And the Apostle Paul highlights the truth of that.
If I may add to this thought, Brother Dave, it's remarkable that Jacob, at the end of his life, blessed three times. He blessed Pharaoh, he blessed his children, and he blessed Joseph's children. It's also interesting that when it came to the bones of Joseph, the scripture records about them, speaks about them three times. His request, carrying them in the wilderness, and then placing it in the right location in the book of Joshua. Since you carried that thought, Brother Dave, a type of Christ, I wonder if we can also learn from this, the desire of the Lord Jesus, this do remember me. You show forth my death till he comes. Just in the wilderness, carrying dead bones, remembering him in that scene of his rejection until we reach the land. And this is the privilege we have, to remember him until we reach the glory. But you would say to yourself, in a very actual way, literal way, why was it so important for him that his bones will be buried in the land? Because he wanted to identify himself with his fathers, with the saints that are buried awaiting the Lord Jesus. It's a matter of, I want to be identified being part of the land, being part of this wonderful group of saints, rather than being in the thought of the world. It was a matter of identification. But if you want to take it in an actual way, identification, but as a type of Christ, it is remarkable that it's mentioned three times, even as the remembrance is mentioned in three different books, if you will.
We could ask the question, how often does someone's faith grow because of someone else's faith in action? Okay? Joseph believed that they would leave Egypt. Exodus chapter 13, verse 19. It already talks about Moses, and I know we're not there yet, but it says this, and Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had placed the children of Israel under solemn oath, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones from here with you. Joseph understood there was a promise of what was to come. And because of his faith, and even though they carried his bones through the wilderness, they understood that there was something of hope that we talked about earlier this morning, and a place that they were going, and that God would visit them. And I don't know about you, but some days I go, wow, what is going on today? And someone else says something, and it gives you a little bit of a nudge of hope based on their faith, that there is faith to continue to move on, because there is a destination that we are still heading toward.